When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. Can't fight it, what you gonna do
now when Monday comes around? It's just a great joy to tell you all, and there's a lot of people out there who are big fans of Monday Matters. It's been a bit of a haphazard start to the season, a bit like the AFL schedule. Been a bit all over the joint for the first 6 weeks of the season. A
few buys.
Correct. Mm. We've got a full house.
And warnings. It just, warnings will, it's like, will it's level
like,
down.
I don't know how you feel about it. It's like me two sons have come home for dinner. Mm. And it's just a joy to have me. Sam Hemman and Julian to start.
Meant to tell you I can't make it next week.
All right, Pops.
But good to be here. Gee whiz. It was a spicy off-air intro if ever I've seen one.
No, but don't worry about that. What about the lead up now? Because he's very protective, Gazy, of his gear. And now he goes out into the work.
He's made it awkward, if we're being honest.
It's true.
We'll cut to the chase. Oh, he's made it awkward.
Yeah.
He's made it awkward by trying to protect his Monday Matters content from the rest of us and making us promise that he's got all the things covered first. No one else can dare go anywhere near it. He's outsourced a lot of his Monday. I want to say all, but certainly the vast majority.
I like to get feedback just so I can sharpen up the content. No.
And
last week, and this came to you, and I'm going to speak to the captain, which is Andy Marr, about this, because we had this conversation. When you specifically told me you would not go anywhere near my topics, and then you just ran out, and your last topic completely took mine verbatim.
Yes. Heaven forbids some of us should think of the same ideas as someone else. Like it's just football. We're not splitting the atom. We might have the same thoughts.
Well, but
add to it. The skill of Monday Matters is to, if one of yours does get a broach before you,
elaborate.
If I may say so, Julian, outstanding your point on blah, blah. It was one of mine, but let me add to it. Mm. Let me say this.
Or go to one of your other topics that you have, because you always have more than you need.
I don't.
I did make that point, and I was put back in my spot.
I get what I need, and that's it. And I try to just really sharpen it to a level.
Seriously. Anyway, let's get stuck into it. We're here for Berwick BMW, of course, offering convenient servicing for your BMW at Berwick BMW. Next day availability and multiple transportation.
Don't forget
options.
Our wonderful partners for Monday Matters.
Oh, my
as well.
God. So, of course, core staff. We wouldn't be here without them. Thanks, core staff. Great to have you on board. Specialists in labour hire and permanent recruitment.
Okay.
Go on, Julio.
Well, what matters is sport is predominantly about the players, and that matters. So in footy, for example, you know, after a win, on the ground, post-siren, in the room, singing the song, it's about the players, not about the coaches and the staff. They're very important.
Nice.
But these sort of matters, you just step back and let the players enjoy it.
I know where this is going.
Basketball's the same. And, for example, if your team wins on the buzzer...
Go on at him right off the top.
This is a moment for the players. Coaches, just stay on the sidelines.
Come on, Keith.
Well, it's not about you.
That's Andrew. True. And I actually agree with that. But it was an emotional set of circumstances. It was a tip in at the buzzer. And the vision of me running onto the floor was one that it's just no matter how long you've been in the game, when you get caught up in the emotion, sometimes you lose your mind. And it wasn't until I was just past the center line, almost at the three-point line down the other end, I thought, I could be in trouble here. I'm going to get a tech foul because I've run onto the court too early. Now, fortunately, the siren had already expired, but it was exciting.
Great set play.
Why can't you enjoy it with your teammates and just their teammates?
I'm just winding you up.
No, nice work, Julio.
Liked it.
Thank you. Over to you, Samuel.
Coaches being honest matters. And on that front, I really like the Adam Kingsley press conference at the weekend after the loss to Carlton, because the Giants coach didn't play the farcical, I didn't see it card, or I'll have to watch a replay on that card. He spoke his mind on a controversial incident involving his captain, Toby Green. Now, it doesn't mean we have to agree with it. Plenty didn't. I didn't. Totally disagreed, but good on him for having the the kahunas, yeah, to actually have a go and double down on it a couple of times as well to say it's hard being Toby. So I like that.
Yeah,
that mattered. I loved it. And they're going to fight it. They've backed their coach up. They're fighting at the tribunal. So I don't think they'll get off. But stranger things have happened. Of course, who knows?
So while we're on this, can you just... Can I ask a question of him before while we're going here, before you keep going? And I hope this doesn't cross over what you're about to say. Why, and there will be stats that will run contrary to the question I'm about to ask you, but when it comes to rough conduct charges, why do we seemingly default to medium impact?
Potential to cause injury.
Okay, so that's fine, right? So it's the act that we want out of the game. The Toby Green, we want that act out of the game. We all understand that. So that's a given. But this was low impact. Jordan Boyd bounced back to his feet and took the kick and played out the rest of the game, no problems. So it is low impact by any definition. And this is sort of what Chris Fagan was talking about last week, without the good bloke factor that won't apply here.
So your point is it ever possible to get low impact? Which I think is a fair question to ask with rough conduct. But he's only got good fortune to thank for the fact that Boyd was able to get up and play.
I acknowledge that.
Because he has bumped him high with I would contend pretty reasonable force.
But they take that into account because Peter Wright got loading because Harry Cunningham was hurt.
That's what Brad Scott said today. It's an outcome based system.
That's right. So if the outcome is minimal in terms of the contact level, they seem reluctant. They want to get the act out of the game, so I understand that. That's why they want people rubbed out, because it makes a bigger point. But this was low impact. Under any definition, it was low impact.
Yeah, but they've given it medium, as I say, potential to cause injury, because what they don't like is, and I think we've all got empathy for a player in this situation, whether it be Peter Wright or Toby Green, because they are initially making the ball their object until they absolutely aren't at the end. And they're going into preservation, but that's human instinct in that situation. We're asking a lot of Toby Green to keep the arms outstretched, going for a mark and exposing his whole body to a high-velocity collision, but they hate the bracing, the looking away from the ball, and that bumping action, and given he's got him high and in the head, thankfully he was able to play on, that's the potential to cause injury because he's got him high.
Look, Toby's staying wide open. Raising the knee to protect himself, and that could do a whole lot worse damage.
I know that. Yeah, and they'll argue impact, of course, the Giants will. But if the AFL's got any consistency in the tribunal, which over the course of time you'd argue perhaps they haven't, and Peter Wright's not that long ago, I'd be pretty surprised if he doesn't get the week, Toby.
Okay.
Well, that was going to be my point as well, and that was that the Toby Green suspension matters. I think it matters because of the direction we're trying to take the game, and albeit that I can appreciate that it happens at a ballistic game at high speed, and I honestly believe he was trying to protect himself, and I don't think he was trying to cause any harm, but the consequences of those actions are relevant. So the suspension matters, and I have a slightly different view from what you're saying in regards to Adam Kingsley's comments, in that, yes, I think he was being honest, but I also think he was trying to create a narrative. Here is a guy, on the basis of what we saw the week before on the good guy tax, here is a guy saying, well, he has an extra tax because of his history, and he's trying to set an agenda and put that in the minds of those in the tribunal that is going to make this decision. So I think I would do it myself. You often do it as far as you want to set the tone of a game and the way in which something's officiated. But at the end of the day, I think it matters that these actions are looked upon in a way to protect the players and what we know of the consequences of these types of injuries.
I don't disagree with any of that. I don't disagree with anything any of you have said, but regarding Adam Kingsley and Toby Green, it was only 2 weeks ago that Toby Green got away with one.
That was not the Toby Green tax. That was the Toby Green tax return.
That's right.
He got the dividend.
That's right. So you don't have to dive too far back into the recent past to go, well, he got away with the MacAndrew one, and this one he's on the wrong side of it. So we'll wait and see, you know, how it all plays out. Alistair Clarkson matters right now, right? So a lot of clubs have made knee-jerk reactions when the new coach has been appointed and the sugar hit hasn't come quickly and the turnaround hasn't been swift, and they've made the call, and all it leads to is greater destabilisation. North Melbourne got Alistair Clarkson in because he's a master of the craft. He's a Hall of Fame coach in the Hall of Fame in waiting. this is always going to take a while. This was never going to be a two-year turnaround. Now I heard Kingy this morning, and I thought Kingy and Gerald were great talking about North Melbourne. I could feel David's pain, and trust me, as a Carlton supporter, Kingy, talking as a supporter he was this morning, I know exactly how you're feeling. But if I could urge North Melbourne supporters who are getting concerned or anxious, or it's not happening as quickly as we thought it would, and just to cool the jets, calm down, give them another chance in the list build cycle to rectify the deficiencies. They've brought in a heap of talent. Just let this bloke do his job. The worst thing they could do is get impatient and make a big call in the short term.
Oh, I don't think he's in any danger of.
No.
You're not suggesting.
No, not here and now. But there's definitely been a shift in the conversation. You're starting to hear people go, oh, maybe Clarko's not the guy. And maybe you're starting to hear that now.
It's the Messiah complex.
I understand that.
Carlton fell into that for a generation.
No question.
Getting a coach in that was going to fix everything, or getting a player in that was going to fix everything. Yep. It's just bloody hard work. So when you go back to their last 88 games, they've won 10.
Oh, it's horrible. It's horrible.
Of 88.
No question. It's horrible. And Clarko's record is not flattering early. But you just got to – I think there's more to be gained. If he wants to – if he's got the appetite for the job – and he thinks he can do the job, then let him do the job.
Mm.
Let him do the job.
Just on that, I heard an interview with Sonia Hood this morning, and I think if you're Clarko, you're saying we're on the same page, because she made it very, very clear the path they're heading, and that she vitally, just incredibly disappointed with the performance.
Of course.
But they're on a pathway, and it's up to the football department to figure that out. And the board is there to provide them with whatever help they can do as far as resources, but they are not going to get involved in those types of decisions and the direction they're taking, which I think is the type of response you want to hear from those ultimately that have to make the decision on a coach, because it's showing the confidence that you appreciate the position you're in right now, and you know it's going to take some time.
No, you mentioned the Messiah complex. I think it's been a bit unfair for people to compare it to Mick Malthouse. I mean, Mick Malthouse took over a team that was a kick away from a prelim 18 months earlier and just missed the finals the year before. Yep. So he wasn't going into a rebuild.
No, and I think when people write the history on that footy club, there's a fair argument to be made that they pulled the pin on the incumbent far too soon. He had a year to go on his contract, and maybe they would have been better served to let the bloke run out the course of his contract, surround him with some people who could help him do the job to the best of his ability. Brett Ratten, we're talking about, obviously, and see where they went. There are parallels between them and Geelong to some degree. Mark Thompson and Brett Ratten were there if you wanted to dig hard enough to see them, but they pulled the pin, and they've been enough. Mm. After that, they had 10 years of absolute instability that was painful, actually, painful to be part of as a supporter. So I'd hate to see North do the same thing with this bike anyway.
Just on North.
And I don't think they're going to, so that's
clearly not. Just on North, the recruitment of players from other clubs matters. Now, I know it's been really hard for North Melbourne to attract big names, and they've had a crack, let's be honest. They've had a crack at some big names that haven't wanted to go there. But just how many of these names are you giving a tick for their time at North Melbourne? And look, a couple are just starting off, so it's probably a little bit unfair. But Aiden Corr, Zach Fisher, Dylan Stevens, Jaden Stevenson, Callum Coleman-Jones, Hugh Greenwood, Griffin Logue, injured, can't really count him, and Liam Shields over the last couple of years. How many of them are you giving a tick?
Couple at the max, aren't you? And I mean, this is the thing about, we'll get to West Coast, I'm sure, in a moment, is West Coast have got that core group of senior, and they've been injured and out of form for so long, but they're back now. And they're performing. Mm. So North Melbourne don't have that. I mean, Nick Larkey, great. Luke Davies-Uniacke has been okay. That's almost about it for their senior core to protect the next generation coming through. Yeah. So, look, Hugh Greenwood's on the sidelines watching on. Maybe it's time for him to come
back.
He's
got to play, doesn't he?
Liam Shields is a little bit the same. They're not world beaters now in this stage of their career, but they stiffen them up a bit. And it always comes back to the same question. Did they cut back too hard when they look to restart things down there? I mean, an average losing margin of north of 40 points, the closest loss being 4.5 goals. It's 17th, 18th, 18th, 17th, the last 4 years. Six coaches since 2010. I mean, it's pretty dark times at the moment, and you're just looking to hang your hat on something in the list. You can only work with the tools that you've got in the shed.
Yep. Mm. So they're a fascinating. They're going to be a really interesting watch in the off-season, to see what they do with the assets they've got and how they might be able to turn some of those assets into players they desperately need. It's going to be. I think they're going to be as interesting as just about anybody in the offseason.
But again,
would they get help again?
Well, that's a different point. But again, attracting big names. How do they do it?
No, that's the difference between West Coast and North.
You can throw cash, but that will get some.
Are they likely to ask?
Well, they're zipping six.
Yeah.
And they're getting flogged. If you run it forward and they win two games, I would ask. Would you ask?
You'd ask, but would you get it?
Would you get a lot of opposition?
Of course you would get opposition.
Aren't they in a bit of
heavy opposition?
Aren't they in a spot now where they go, righto, we've got all it. Let's use a couple of these. Let's be brutal with our assets and put them out to market and say, righto, mm-hmm. what can we get for this bloke? What can we get for that? We need a couple of staunch defenders. Yep. Yep, we do. We need a Keith. Let's see what we can get. Mm-hmm. You know, let's have a go. So it'll be really interesting in that aspect. Monday Matters, thanks to Core Staff, specialists in labour hire and permanent recruitment. That's a long way down the track. It's 4:19. Back to you, Edmund, on the other side of this.